Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 21st, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Extremes. This week's story comes to us from Jessica Murray and is titled, What They Don't Give You at the Border. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to tell you how I became an avid Subaru driver. I came to Montana with a Volkswagen Beetle. It had a front-wheel drive. It was red, 1998, and it did not fare well in Montana winters. I know this because I almost slid off of I-90, US 12, and my very own street. So last year, last Christmas break, I went home to Boise, Idaho, to buy the unofficial Northwest car for adventurers, which is, of course, the Subaru Outback. So I got home driving white-knuckled the whole way, and I called my dad, because the relationship my dad and I have is it revolves around cell phones and computers and cars, and it doesn't go past that, and we're fine with that. You know, a good afternoon for us is eating at our favorite Thai restaurant and playing Rock Band, and we're good. That's my relationship with my dad. And so we started the hunt. It was a very unusually dry winter in Boise. It was late January, and the ski resort hadn't even opened yet. But the day we did our Subaru hunt, a foot of snow fell. So I thought, perfect driving conditions, right? For test driving. So we started, you know, slipping and sliding into every single lot we could find a Subaru at. Now, my dad's an airline pilot, and so his entire thought process works through checklists and inspections. And so he would pop hoods, he would test radio dials, he would blast the stereo, he'd check windshield wipers. Nothing was good enough. Every single tear, every single scratch, if there was anything wrong with the car, he would say, Jessica, if they don't take care of the outside, they don't take care of the inside. It either had too many miles or too little tread, or nothing was good enough. So we kind of talked this over with McDonald's French fries and a burger, because my dad's an airline pilot, right? So for him, spending his entire life in airports, this is sort of his specialty, McDonald's. And I said, why don't we try looking on Craigslist? And he said, no, because if there's anything wrong with the car, there's no warranty. You cannot trust Craigslist. But I'm already like halfway down the page on my iPhone, and I find it, this perfect Subaru Outback, and it's black. It has leather interior, heated seats, dual moonroofs. It was a manual transmission, 77,000 miles. Perfect. So I convinced my dad, and he said, okay, we'll go look at it. I call the number, and this woman with a very thick Russian accent answers. And I'm not going to try to do the accent, but she goes, meet us on the corner of McMillan and Locust Grove. Okay. So we get there, and it's 5:30 in the evening. And then it's 5:45. And then it's 5:50. And then a silver Volkswagen Beetle pulls up beside us. The window rolls down, and this woman, she's got big brown hair and big lips and like big minx scarf. And she has her little Russian husband sitting beside her, and he's balding with kind of this comb over thing. And she says, follow us to our house. Okay. So these two Volkswagen Beetles sort of like slide on the ice and slush through this nice neighborhood with, you know, these wrought iron street lamps, and it's classy. And we get to their house, and they pull out the car, and it's just glowing in the streetlight. Like, this is going to be my Subaru Outback. And they ask, do you want to take it for a ride? Yes, we do. And we drive it around the block, and even my dad can't find anything wrong with it. He even notes that, like, the stereo is the original Subaru stereo. And so we pull it back, and it's about 6:15, 6:25 by now. And he said, you know, I gave him the look, you know, like, the look. This is it. And he's like, all right, so are you going to take a money order or a cashier's check? And the little Russian man goes, cash only. And he's like, what? Why? I mean, a money order is the exact same thing. Why do you need cash only? And he's like, cash only. But there's someone coming to buy it at 7 o'clock, sight unseen, with cash. They have the cash. So if you can get the cash before they get here, you can have it, which is great because it's like 6:30 on a Wednesday night. And my dad's like, where are we going to get $9,000 in cash right now? So we kind of look at each other, and then we remember that there's an Albertsons down the street with the U.S. bank teller, like, in store. So we rush to the car, you know, drive as quick as we can in the slush, run through Albertsons, get to the teller. We're like panting, and we're like, we need $9,000. And the teller's like, are you sure this is legit? We're like, yeah, no, it's good. And he's like, 100, 200, 300. And we're like, And he's like, 400, 500, 600. So my dad scoops up this envelope, which is big. It's like thick, you know. It's a lot of money. And he goes, Jess, this is a lot of money. Cover my back. So we go running through the Albertsons, running through the icy parking lot, get in the car, and actually speed, back to this house. It is 6:45. We are signing the bill of sale. We are getting the title, and we got the keys, and we got the car. My dad doesn't actually trust me to drive the car home yet, and so I'm in my Volkswagen Beetle, and he's in my Subaru, and he calls me on the phone, and he's like, Jess, we got it. Can you believe we got it? And we pull up into the driveway, and the phone rings again, and it's the Russians. And they're like, how much are you selling your Volkswagen for? And I'm like, okay, well, first, my Volkswagen, the grill is missing. The odometer has been stuck at 65,000 miles for the past, like, 3 years. The speedometer doesn't work. The cruise control doesn't work. The radio shorted out, like, a year ago. The side mirror is shattered. I mean, this is not... The oil pan drips. This is not in good shape. But they're like, no. It's okay. Our daughter has the silver one, and our other daughter wants the red one. So we'll buy it from you. You come back tomorrow morning, we buy it, okay? Okay. So I drive back. The following morning, we swap titles, we swap bills of sale, and we swap cars. As is, done deal. So I'm driving back to Missoula, and I've got my dog, and I've got my Nalgene bottle, and I've got my Subaru, which they don't actually give you at the border. And I'm 23 miles outside of Butte, Montana. I've got the heat seater on, I've got cruise control going, I'm listening to This American Life, and I feel like this successful adult woman in my successful adult car. And my temperature gauge spikes into the red. And I kind of slow down, right? And then my check engine light comes on instantaneous, just right away. And so I'm going, okay, I'm going to pull off. And I look into the rearview mirror, and there's just smoke billowing behind my car. Oh, my God. So I pull off to the side of the road. You know, I grab my dog, and I run away from the car because I don't know if it's going to explode. I don't know anything about cars. And I call my dad because he's the only person I could call in this situation. And I say, hey, Dad, what's the number to AAA? So... two head gaskets later, and $2,000 later, I think maybe my dad might have been right about this whole Russian Craigslist car thing. Thanks.
Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat, regularly bringing Missoula great live music, now with food. TopHatLounge.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Jonathan Marquise, illustrator, artist, and community organizer. JonathanMarquise.com. That's Marquise with a Q. Matt LaRubio, screen printing done right. MLaRubio@gmail.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. That's Twitter.com/tellus. Also on Facebook and at tellussomething.org. Interested in telling a story? Call 406-203-4683 or email tellussomething@gmail.com. That's PSST.TELLUS.something@gmail.com to pitch your story. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? Thanks for listening.